No, 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 this is not Mario Kart 64. This is Circle of Jerks podcast with Ryan Lee Kuipel and Gregory Christian Wood. Welcome back, and I know I'm talking to myself because nobody's listening to this podcast. There is no chance.
What is going on, you jerk?
Actually, I take that back. There's one person listening. Nick DeMarco is listening to this podcast purely to listen to the sadness coming out of your voice. Dude, don't give him that satisfaction. Don't give him that satisfaction. And as I sit here and I sip from my cup that I'm sure you all spit in, it's a glorious day, Ryan Lee. It's a glorious day. But it's all coming to an end.
Oh, yeah. Buddy, you're about to feel my wrath.
Oh, there's
how I feel every year.
No doubt in my mind. John Matthews, congratulations. We've already discussed it. It is now Drew Brees or bust.
Yes.
You take Drew Brees Thomas.
Whoever next year has number one overall, you take Drew Brees.
All I got to say is, you fuckers, and I've texted a few people about this, you fuckers are lucky I didn't have pick number three, dude. Because if I had McCaffrey, and then I had Kittle, and I had Cook, I would have reset the record books, dude. That's all I got to say. Give me McCaffrey. Give me McCaffrey, okay? Got to work with what I got here, but...
I still need him for this week, man.
I know. Well, as we all know... I was going to get into the championship here with a banged up team, and I got a question for you here, right? Like, would you start? What do you do with my situation with Cook? So Dalvin Cook's got the shoulder injury. They're saying he's going to play, but it's a Monday game. So did you see some of the moves I made? I had his backup all year, Madison, but he's also fucking hurt.
Man,
so I picked up Boone, who's the third running back. He had two touchdowns last week. But can you trust that guy in your flex?
Jamal Williams available?
I know, dude. I'm telling you.
I don't know, man.
You can't make this stuff up, man. You can't make this stuff up. Of course, injuries are going to happen, but it's like, oh, my God. I might be playing a third-string running back in my flex, like, because of how bad Green Bay is against the run, too. You know, it's tough.
I would seriously see if Jamal Williams is on the waivers.
I'm trying everything, man. It was funny. This might be the first time ever, and I did not check it of reason, so if anybody made a move, but the entire transaction tree was myself.
Oh, I did. I made a couple.
Did you make?
I'm sorry. Wrong league.
Yep. Telling you. No, it came up. I checked it this morning. It was like five moves all by myself, and then I did a couple more today. No, John's got it in the bag. No one else cares.
And John doesn't make any moves because he don't have to.
I know. He doesn't fucking have to. So, all right. But before we get to that, let's look at how we got to this. And let's start off with, what do you want to start with? Myself versus Nick?
Yeah, I guess we'll
start. All right, we'll go with that. Well,
it was a pretty good game.
It was a great game, and I'm sure Nick doesn't want to hear this, but if we didn't talk about this on the podcast last week, I'm pretty sure we did, though. I can't believe he didn't pick up Tyler Higbee. And if he picks up Tyler Higbee and plays him instead of Mike Gesicki, he beats me. Tyler Higbee's been the hottest tight end in the league. He put up like 30-something points. Of course, I didn't start him over Kittle, but...
He tried to fuck you with a Miami player, and it didn't work.
I know. And I just realized I just fucked us all by printing out sheets that don't tell us
the
score.
If Cooper
on the
had a decent game, a Cooper game, he beat you, you know?
I got to be honest with you, man. These 1 o'clocks happened, and I was very distraught. I didn't think I stood a chance. I was... If you could have seen me, like, I might have been texting back, like, oh, yeah. But I was so fucking mad. I thought it was going to happen to me again. I was like, you got to be shitting me.
I don't know what's worse. You being mad about after the 1 o'clock games, or me being mad that Aaron Rodgers makes the fucking Pro Bowl after he's my quarterback fantasy-wise, and I see he shouldn't be. Fucking shit.
Yeah, he ain't putting up fantasy numbers, but he's still a really good quarterback. But yeah, I know.
Popularity contest Pro Bowl, so I don't want to get into that.
But, I mean, this guy starts Miles Sanders, who had the game of his life. 172 total yards, fucking... touchdowns up the wazoo. Every time I look up at the Eagles game, they're like celebrating. I'm like, who the fuck caught that? I'm like, who? And I see Sanders pop. I'm like, God damn it. Like, you got to be fucking kidding
me. That kid is, he's like fucking Drew Brees when it comes to week fucking 14
and
16.
Every touchdown was Sanders. I could not believe it. Couldn't believe it. And the Seahawks defense was absolutely killing. Thank God, though, Carolina decided to come into it and score later on, and they actually brought them down, because without that, I was in trouble. And wouldn't you know it, another saving grace for myself was the Eagles defense, a last second defensive touchdown, which also saved me too. There's a lot of things in this game. I mean, I end up winning. I only ended up winning by like 13 points or whatever here. It was very, very close. Again, he had his chances. And again, Julio Jones too was, I wasn't fully, I was celebrating there at the end, but Julio Jones made it scary. If that game somehow goes into overtime, Julio Jones only needs a couple more catches and I could have fucking lost here too.
Absolutely.
Like, he went off. I mean, it took everything. It took everything for me to win this game.
You get another bonus, what, for 15 catches, right?
Huh?
You get another bonus for 15 catches?
Yeah. So he kicked. Oh, no, mine goes up to 10, I think.
10?
I don't think I said it at 15, but, like, still, he would have hit all the bonuses. He still had yards and everything like that too, because Julio had 134. So if he gets to 150, that would have been a bonus for him. Another touchdown. It wouldn't have taken much. Again, I was so relieved he didn't pick up Higbee, though. Because if he picks up Higbee, that's a win right there off the bat. He went with Gesicki, and luckily Gesicki only got him 8.7. I'm relieved. I felt like I deserved it last year to move on with that great of a team. And this year, I at least get to the dance. That's all I can ask for. Great game. Good job this year, Nick. You know, you're playing for third, but, you know, you put up a hell of a fight, dude. And just let you know, I was sweating this thing the entire time. So congrats to you, and good luck to you next week.
Fuck you. You ain't winning shit.
Now, let's move into who I will be playing. John Matthews. 288.3 points. And he could have had way more than that. He had guys on the bench that could have made it even worse than that, dude.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He's scary, no doubt about it. We all saw it. Drew Brees went with one of the greatest performances of all time.
After the Tampa Bay game at 1 o'clock, you were like, oh, man, he started the wrong quarterback. Winston put up 66.
Yep, and still Brees outdid that, dude. 29 of 30, 4 passing touchdowns. This guy is hot. But did he bust his load all this week? We've seen it before where a guy is extremely hot. We shall see about next week. But not only did Drew Brees do it, and of course, when Drew Brees goes off, you know Mike Thomas is going to, but Kenyon Drake, 4 touchdowns, man. 55.6. What a great call from him on that. And then, of course, the Patriots defense, we knew we were going to shut down Cincinnati. So, John Matthews, 288.3, very deserving. So
he puts up 124 points with Brees and Drake alone.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
I know. It's nuts. And, of course, you know, man. Again, his team comes down to New Orleans, and we'll talk about that when we preview. But you know how that's the ship that rides there. You know what I mean? But if he's getting 55 points from Drake, ain't nobody touching him. I mean, I'll tell you that right now. So on the other side, Ryan Lee. Well, you hit on it. Aaron Rodgers just didn't show up here. Now you got to know Chicago's got a good defense. That's a tough spot there, but. McCaffrey came through for you. Henry didn't. Henry got banged up. I was a little worried about that for you.
I was worried about that as well.
But he's a situation. You got to play.
You got to play.
Yeah, you got to play.
If he's playing, you got to play.
Yeah, there's no way you're sitting him on that. So 187 is a very valiant score. You know, that beats a lot of people. You know, I'm looking at it right now. You would have beaten 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I mean, 187 is not a horrible score. It's not a horrible score, but it wasn't enough for John Matthews, buddy.
No.
You know, it just was his time. And John Matthews knew Brees and Thomas get you to the promised land.
Yep.
So congrats to him. We know now that the curse is not you in the championship. It's more power to have Drew Brees, Mike Thomas. I expect those to go number one and number two next year. And third, playing Scott versus my father, wouldn't you know it, exact same score. Now, this doesn't happen often here. 199.9 to 199.9. And in that situation...
That is very rare.
Very, very rare. There is nothing else to go off of on this other than you have to go to the bench. And Scott wins this one, 153.2 off his bench to my dad's 130.5. So Scott gets the etching there. Again, this doesn't really have anything to do with money-wise or anything like that. But it will affect, I guess, draft drawing next year.
Yes.
So congrats to Scott for picking up... fourth place, if you will.
Fifth place, and my dad
getting sixth. So, really, I mean, we can touch on this a little bit. Marlon Mack didn't do dick for my dad. Connor Goodwin got hurt, which sucks. And
still put up 24, though. That's not a Goodwin game this year, but
he put up a great game, but him getting hurt. But I mean,
he still put up 24.
Sucks for people that are like in championships this week that have Goodwin.
Yeah,
you know, like, oh,
they've been relying on him.
Sucks, you know. And then on Scott's side, you know, Mahomes did great. Barkley looked like, you know, the Barkley of old there, putting up 42.3 again. It was against a shitty defense in Miami, but it's a shame. Scott, he wouldn't have beat me or John Matthews to make it feel any better. So you can at least sleep at night knowing that. It's always a bad feeling when you get knocked out and then the next week you would have liberated everybody. The
could have, should have, would have.
Yeah. The could have, would have, should have always hurt. So it's at least he knows he wouldn't have beat either of us unless he was playing you. So, all right. Now moving on to Fesich versus Rasik. And this was a little bit of a romping as well. As we expected, Rasik as we've been saying all year, should have been in the playoffs. And 217.8 is a very valiant score. Lamar Jackson went off like he always does. Cooper Kupp had a little bit better of a week. And the Steelers defense, really, really good play on his part. JW, not so much. Aaron Jones came back down to earth. Freeman didn't do dick. And Thielen, 6 points. I understand you got to play Thielen there. But do you think Darren Waller was a Pro Bowl snub? I just don't know how you could stick him in there. I think Waller had a really, really good year, but I don't know how you could play him over Kelce or Andrews from Baltimore.
Yeah,
had a really...
over those, you only get two spots.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You can't.
Waller's definitely had a phenomenal year, though.
Yeah, no, you know? Waller had a great year.
And anyone that watched Hard Knocks knew that was coming.
But yeah, you can't put him over those two guys,
nope.
Especially Andrews this year.
And now, most importantly,
and that gives Rasik the number 7 spot in finish, and then JW has number 8.
And now to finish it off with the Donkey Bowl. Well, somebody was going to have to be the 2-timer. Someone's currently has it in their home, we think. It could be used as an anal plug, too, so I don't know where that donkey is. Who knows? But Josh Botlinger taking on Bryan Matthews, and this one, unfortunately, wasn't too close. Botlinger puts up the 171.6. I guess Buccaneers defense is what you could call the savior here. 45 points. I mean, they just obliterated the Detroit offense.
Bucks, dude, came out of nowhere this past four weeks.
If Winston could just cut down on the turnovers, yeah. I mean, he's putting up yards and numbers that are out of this world. I mean, MVP numbers.
Yeah.
You're talking like 4 touchdowns, 500 yards. He had 350 yards like in the first half. Yep. But he also has... like 3 picks too. Like that's if he can just cut down on the turnovers,
get the accuracy down.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's all. He's just got to learn to take care of the ball. It's not like interceptions that like hit off receivers' hands and bounce up, which people deal with. It's just like really bad decisions sometimes.
He's making decisions. He's running around the field and then he's throwing off the back foot.
But then at the same time, he's also making some throws for touchdowns that are great. It's a shame. It's a shame. You kind of want to say. I don't want to put him in the same breath as Brett Favre, but that's kind of like he's like the worst version of Brett Favre. Like you're going to get like crazy good stats from him every once in a while, but at the same time, way too many turnovers. He's like the extreme Brett Favre. You know what I mean? Like you're going to get he might put up more touchdowns than Brett Favre, but he's going to put up double the amount of interceptions too. Yeah. It's a shame. Looking at Bryan Matthews' side, I think everybody was rooting for you, buddy. but
the Rams' defense does not help at all.
Rams' defense. They just didn't show up. I don't know what the hell happened to them, man. This was a playoff game for them.
Absolutely.
They're essentially gone. I understand why you play them with Dallas not looking as hot as they have, but they really let you down. And we go back to it every week. It's a broken record. Le'Veon Bell let you down too, man. First overall pick. He's got to kill it, you know?
Yeah.
And if it would have been Barkley, if you would have took Barkley, he would have came through for you today. Like, you probably still wouldn't have made the playoffs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Barkley would have made sure that donkey wasn't on your fucking team.
But if he took who he should have taken first overall,
McCaffrey?
Drew Brees.
Oh, if he would have took Drew Brees.
He'd be in the championship right now.
Yeah, if he took Drew Brees, he'd be in the championship. So I'm sure Brian will probably get the fucking first overall pick again. Because
he's number 10.
Yeah. But he gets the first choice at pick.
The donkey.
Yeah. But that's the moral of the story here. And I'm sure it'll be a beaten drum again next week. Take Drew Brees. And we were talking before we threw this on, guys. I know this year's been a little bit not quite as upbeat. A lot of stuff going on.
Not as consistent. And...
Yeah, we're going to work hard at this, and I expect next year to be a lot better, guys. We'll be more inclusive with bringing people on the show. Our kids will be a little bit older, so it'll be easier to help out. We'll have more music. We'll have more commercials, all that kind of stuff. It's just been a little rough. So thanks for bearing with us. We do care about the show. It is our baby, but it's just been really...
Hey, man, we're both first-time fathers.
Yeah, it's just been tough. But I want to thank everybody for it's been a pretty smooth sailing league. You know what I'm saying? Like everything's gone pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, great turnout. Again, if there's anything rule change wise, I've seen some stuff floating around.
I'm telling you, I already got one for this donkey next year.
I don't know if we want to talk about it. Hey, shoot me text about it. If you think you can remember it when we do our vote next year, then all for you. But I'm always looking for ways to improve the league. But remember, you know. It's for the greater good. It's for everybody. Yes. So don't make rules just to that would benefit yourself. Not that you would, but you got to think of everybody in this as well. You want to throw out the one you're talking about?
Oh yeah, I think I touched on it last week briefly. With a lot of people are unhappy with, you know, not seeing JW playing for this donkey.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so. He finished, what did he finish? 3-11 or whatever it was.
So we want the record to indicate.
So how it should, this is my proposal. It's a little bit, not just a record-wise. This brings a little more to it. I say you take the two bottom people, that being Josh and JW, week 14 to 16, it's a best of three.
And they hash it out.
And they hash it out. And what do you call it? It's a best out of three. If it finishes week 15, it finishes week 15.
I don't see any issue with that. I mean, if people want to vote on that, that's all cool. My whole thing of why I set it up the way it is was to keep people playing. Like,
no, absolutely.
To keep them interested. Like, if you're in last place record, like say your record was one, you had one win, and the next closest to you had five. There was no way you were ever going to catch them. They're not, you know, then you turn it off. You it's know, just, you got the donkey.
It's
and you
just
don't
when,
care.
You, when you see somebody that finishes 6-7 taking the donkey, it's not right. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if somebody finished, you know, you got Josh here is, you know.
Hey, man, you got to win when it matters. You got to win 11. When it matters. You've got six wins. You should beat the team that has one win or whatever. But, yeah, no, I have no issue with that. A three, like a mini playoff series in itself against the two worst teams. If people want to vote on that, I have no issue with that.
So
that's one of them. And, guys, if you have any other stuff you want to do, like I said, if you want to talk about trades, that always seems to be a hot topic. Just come prepared. I've done plenty of research on it. Like I said to you guys, I say it all the time. There is no perfect way, but if you seem to think you have a better way and want to open the floor to a vote, we can always do that. But just come prepared because, like I said, I've done a lot of research on it.
There's a simple solution for trades. Just don't nobody do it next year with you.
Yeah. That's fine, too. That's fine, too. Hey, man.
Oh, man.
You don't have to trade with me. That's fine. All right. Let's move on to our previews for this week.
Is this the lineup you're having for this weekend?
I don't know. Probably not. I'm bouncing all over the place. I'm bouncing all over the place because I just don't know what the fuck to do. I like that Beckham came out today and was saying I'm gonna be in Cleveland. Like that made me feel a little bit better about him. I don't like who he's playing. Baltimore scares the fuck out of me.
Oh yeah.
I don't like my matchups whatsoever. I like Dalvin Cook going against Green Bay because Green Bay's defense is not good against the run, but Dalvin Cook's hurt, so I can't trust it. You know what I mean? Like where I do have the good matchup, it's like none of them work out for me. None of them work out for me. I like Matt Ryan going against Jacksonville. I like Falcons defense going against Jacksonville.
I was about to
say
those
are my two ones that I like. Nick Chubb against Baltimore. Let me tell you this. Baltimore, in my opinion, next to maybe New England, has the best fantasy defense in the entire league. Like I believe Baltimore's defense is that good. San Fran's up there.
Discredit the Niners.
San Fran's up there too, but Baltimore is definitely all right. Fine. Baltimore's definitely top three. I think we can all agree on that. And I knew that when I had Chubb the first time and I benched his ass and he went off and had 50 something fucking points. So I don't want to start Chubb.
You have to.
But I have to. Like I and if I, you know, I know if I bench him, I know if I bench him, I'll go off, and I know if I play him, he's going to get me 8 points. It's one of those things. You just know. But I just can't bench him. I don't like my matchups, dude. But if Will Fuller, I think Will Fuller is my wild card. And you're saying, why is Will Fuller in? Here's the other thing. Julian Edelman also banged up.
Mm-hmm.
He got 2.9 points against Cincinnati last week, who's horrendous. He's hobbling everywhere. And I looked at it. Edelman, when he was healthy, played the Bills and put up 7 points. So I don't know if I can trust him hobbled up playing against Buffalo defense. I know he's Tom Brady's boy, but I legit think he's hurt. I legit think he's hurt. And when he was healthy, he couldn't do anything against Buffalo. Why would he do anything when he's not healthy against them? It's so scary to me. So I think I have to go with, my boy Fuller going against Tampa Bay, who has the worst passing defense in the entire league, and just hope for a miracle. Hope Fuller has one of those weeks where he blows up. You know what I mean? He's got a little hammy thing going on, but he had it last week and he played 94% of the snaps or whatever. So I'm hoping on a miracle here. I don't love my matchups whatsoever.
It's not fun, man. It's not looking fun.
That being said, and spending enough time on this already, John doesn't exactly have the best matchups.
No,
either.
I'm looking, you know, you got Drew Brees in Tennessee.
Outside.
I don't like his running backs.
Singletary
week.
Going against New England. We know New England's got
New
a top
England.
Three defense. Can Kenyon Drake replicate what he did last
in
week
Seattle?
Against Seattle? I don't
in
know.
Seattle.
And Devontae Parker's got a banged up issue going against Cincinnati. Now Cincinnati's not great,
but
he's got
wiggle room in the wide receivers.
Yes.
In running backs, he does not have the wiggle
room. So we'll see. This might. I let's pick it out here. I think John wins. Congratulations to him. But I don't think things could go real bad on my side quickly. Don't get me wrong. But I think if I can somewhat keep pace with Matt Ryan and Elliott does something against Philadelphia, and like I said, if Will Fuller has a good game, I think it really comes down to Will Fuller for me if I play him. If Will Fuller has a good game, I think I have a shot here. I'm taking John to win, but yeah, if Will Fuller comes through, I think I have a shot and it's a close game.
I'm looking. I know this is tough. Hey, I'm looking at it. I got to give it to John just because he's got Drew Brees and Michael Thomas. Yeah, but that. I got to go with that. I can't go against Drew Brees. You know, it doesn't happen in this league. Ever.
Yep. So we're both taking John. Hopefully that's a hex, but I doubt it. And that would be 50% of the pot. And if it didn't move right now, just to let you guys know, because I'm sure you're very interested, let's take a gander real quick, I believe. So it's 800 plus 518. So it is, what's the math on that? 1318?
What did you say? 800 plus
518?
Yep, 1318.
So, John, the champion, if you were to win, if it was the end today with no more transaction or anything, you're taking home a nice cold $659. Very nice. Well, he'd have to pay his transactions and stuff too, but
yeah,
very nice to start with. And we all know that the 20% to second, 10% to third, and 20% for total points, which has a very big epic battle going on as well.
That's another matchup right there.
Yes, yes, yes. So we'll get to that in a second. Let's move on to the other games. What do you think of? Which one do you want to do next here, Kuiper?
There's only one other game.
DeMarco versus yourself.
Only
one other game, baby. For second and third. Very important as well. I'm sorry, third and fourth. Third I always fourth. Do that. Because if you ain't first, you're last. Third and fourth. CBS has it as a cold, hard 50-50. Do you agree?
No.
What do you got?
Man, oh man, this is gonna be a tough.
You know it. This is a great battle too. Of course, it's you and DeMarco too.
Yeah, this is a tough one here too. Man, he's got Miles Sanders.
See, matchups are tough here. I love Russell Wilson going against Arizona. I think Fournette going against Atlanta is a great matchup. James White is now the only fucking weapon New England has. Julio had a monster week last week, so he'll probably come back down to earth this week, we would think, but Jacksonville doesn't have Jalen Ramsey anymore, no. So I don't know. You know what I mean? Cooper against Philadelphia is a hell of a fucking matchup. Sanders, he's got... Let me tell you something. He's got some matchups over there that are... Luckily, he's not in the championship. That's all I got to say. On your side, on the other side, Aaron Rodgers in Minnesota. Don't love it.
No.
McCaffrey in Indianapolis. McCaffrey's always going to put up some good numbers. Indy's not the greatest defense to play, and they're kind of demoralized, I think, after
he's
going to
do what McCaffrey
McCaffrey's going to put up good numbers. Henry's a little banged up. We know that. Diggs. I could see Diggs actually having a pretty good game. I don't know what it is. I think he's due. Robinson. Ertz against Dallas. I think Ertz has a decent game. Boyd is going to have a great game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good matchup for you. 49ers against the Rams. Rams had their playoff game last week and got smoked. You know, do they bounce back for their coach, or they kind of just keel here against San Fran? If I'm the Rams, I rally and I try and knock the Niners back if I can. But you never know, man. These guys make millions. Some of them make business decisions. This is a tough one. You had better matchups than I thought, but I think he's got you here in matchups, just being honest with you.
I'm looking at the quarterback matchup, and I'm looking at the defensive matchup. And he's got the edge.
Yeah. If Kyler Murray has the opportunity of going off, and Seattle always seems to play Arizona weird. Like, Arizona always seems to play them tough. I don't know why. But I can't. I think Russell Wilson going against Arizona is a big
match.
And you got Cooper going against – Philly hasn't been able to stop a receiver all year, man. Like, so, like, Cooper could go off too. So.
And also, I look at, you know, Seattle's still playing. They still have to play.
Oh, no doubt about it.
You know what I mean? We were talking about it earlier today. You know, week 17 could come down to Niners versus Seattle for the number one overall spot in the NFC. So Seattle is definitely playing hard here.
Yeah.
So – I give the edge to Nick, unfortunately.
It's a big game, though, dude. Winner gets 10% here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's not nothing to snarl at.
Could also get 30%.
Could also get 30 if you're going for 20 points. Which we'll take a look at now. I'm sorry, who did you take? Nicholas?
I'm taking Nick.
All right, we're both in agreements then. John and Nick. the weight, dude. The crushing weight.
It's a lot of weight.
Take you down. All right, so lastly, we'll go to our total points. And as it stands now.
I think you're up by like 30 or 40 on me.
I am up 30.7. And this is the last week of doing it. So 30.7. And the other person that's remotely close, I would say, that has a chance, barring, I don't think anyone's been outscored ever by 230 points. So I would say the only other person that has a remote chance would be Rasik, who's down 185. So it'd be between me, you, and Rasik here for that last 20%. And I'd really put him out of it. I honestly think it's between the two of us.
Yeah.
And this is always the. I know it's only 20%, but this is always like the one of the most important. Listen, I want to host that trophy and say I'm number one. But this, to me, this is always the most impressive. Anyone can win a game here or there, but this shows you made the right decisions throughout the year and
drafting, you know, trading,
drafting,
waivers,
trade, all that kind of stuff. So this is always has a special place in my heart. The total points leader, and it's gonna come down to me and you. I have a 30. I essentially have a defense up on you, if you will. You know what I mean? Do you think you can hammer it out? Now remember, your matchups weren't exactly horrendous. Mine were. So I definitely think you have a chance here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm down 30. I know. I wish it was.
It's basically like I have an extra player.
Closer.
Yeah, it's going to be. I think when it's all said and done.
I think when it's all said and done, you keep the total points within 10 points.
Yeah, I think either way. I think if you beat me, it's going to be like by 10, or if I win, it's going to be within.
Exactly.
I think it's a 10-point range either way. I'll say, what do I do?
I'm going with you, sticking with it. You're already up 30.
Yeah, all right. I'll jinx myself. I'll take myself as well. I will hold on to the total points. And last but not least, how do we want to end this thing, dude? Are we going to have another one next to announce the champion, or is this going to be our last show?
Oh, man, I wish we were. See, that's why we were talking about the commercials and all, man. Remember last year we had the awards show for best commercial?
That's right, the awards show. Fuck, dude, we might have to do that, man.
We'll have one more show.
All right, we'll do one more show with the awards, and we'll crown our champion and go through everything like that.
But it won't be next week. It'll be the week after.
Because
next week is obviously Christmas.
Yeah, next week's Christmas and everything.
So you're probably looking at the first.
And, of course, remember, guys, I'm sure we all obviously watch football and everything. Remember to set your lineups. There's no Thursday game this week.
No Thursday.
Three Saturday games. So make sure your lineups are set for Saturday in case you have people going. I don't want to have to deal with any of that kind of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And like I always like to do, Kuiple, any games that you're interested in this week? I'll throw one out there that's huge. How about Giants-Redskins? And you say, what? Well, that is a huge indicator with how the draft's going to finish. So I just think the end Dolphins, you could even say the same thing for Dolphins-Cincinnati. Although Cincinnati can't technically lose the first-round pick this week, if they win, that gets them to 2, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're right there if they win one more, where this whole draft could shake up in the next 2 weeks. But Giants-Redskins is a big one for shaping the draft, so I thought that was kind of one to keep. Who's really tanking and who's really trying to win? That's what I want to see. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. What's going to show up? And then the obvious one is Dallas and Eagles, which is essentially a playoff game, so that's going to be a great game to watch as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to my Niners game. I think the Niners-Rams game is going to be an interesting game.
Yep.
Bills-Patriots, that's going to be a good game too.
Yeah, I don't know what happens with that because New England hasn't really shown up at all, and the Bills just clinched, so like, do they kind of like – they bust their load on clinching, or are they going to show that they're actually a decent team? I don't know what happens in that. And I'll spit one more at you. What about Tennessee-New Orleans? I'm very interested in that.
I was just about to say.
Yeah, very interested in that game, not only because of fantasy, but just to see.
Yeah.
Tennessee came off of a very disheartening loss. They can still make the playoffs, but that was – man, they needed to show the world by beating Houston at home last week, and they came up short. So this is it, though. You beat New Orleans, and you know what I mean? You still have a shot at the playoffs. You lose that, you're pretty much out of it. So we'll see if that – Tennessee was my pick to be the dark horse getting in there and knocking the Steelers out of the playoffs. We'll see if that happens. So that's going to be a very interesting game.
I'm also, since you took that game from me, Minnesota and the Packers.
Yes, that's another Monday night. There's a lot of good ones.
There's a lot of good games.
The league did something smart. I know Tennessee, New Orleans isn't one, but when they switched this to the last few weeks being division games, man, it makes it a lot more interesting. It sure does. Like, you know what I mean? And that helps fantasy out too because people aren't like afraid that guys are going to get benched.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, which helps.
Hey, you remember, back in the mid-early 2000s, Tom Brady used to get benched week 15 through 16 through 17.
God. Yeah, 16, 17, whatever. Yeah, that was always the worst because they had it clinched up so early. It's just bad for business.
Yeah.
So, anything else there, Ryan Lee?
Disappointing week this past. Hopefully, it's not as disappointing.
I was in that chair last year, dude. It's things. I think you were a lot more cheerier, though, than I am. I think I see the writing on the wall. I think you believe you had it last year.
I thought I did.
I know. Fucking Scotty took you down, dude.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Thanks for listening. And we will, if we don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah on Monday, right? Hanukkah's like real close.
Yeah, I think it starts Monday. I'm not
sure. You fucking know.
I'm not 100% sure. Be honest with you, buddy.
All right, guys.
Later. Charge!